This is the Richard Eade Show, the voice of Santa Fe on KTRC, Santa Fe's news talk leader.
Nice day, Santa Fe. Probably nice day in Lamy. Probably beautiful day in Las Vegas, Taos, Española. Friday, we'll be doing the whole show in another nice place. We'll do the whole show on Friday in Abiquiu. The beautiful new O'Keefe Welcome Center right next to the Abiquiu Inn. Need a short drive, especially this time of year, apple season. Oh, here's the deal. Here's what you do. You come up and see me at the O'Keefe Welcome Center on Friday. We'll do the whole show. Visit the Abiquiu Inn because the new owner has done an amazing job remodeling it. And then when you head back to Española, rather than, you know, just cruising back to Santa Fe, head towards Taos a little bit. Just as far as Alcalde. There's a sign there. Go down to the river, down to Los Luceros, and pick as many organic heritage apples as you want. Old trees there. They have 800 trees. They're bending under the weight of apples. And if they don't get picked, then the trees break. So go pick some apples. So there's your Friday. Got your whole weekend. Well, the start of it planned out for it. 37 minutes after 1 o'clock. I got a guest who's sitting here going, shut up, Eads. Mark Romanelli is here. Mark lives out in Lamy. Mark, nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, sir.
How are things in Lamy?
You know, they're wonderful and they're magical. Did you know that Lamy, New Mexico is the nexus of temporal distortions?
No, but we're going to find out about that, I have a feeling.
Okay.
All right, you've written a book. It's called Imagination Wars. But before we get into Mark as an author, what was Mark before he was an author?
Well, Mark, before he was an author, and to this day still, because I do need to make bread and butter income, I was and am a professional photographer and have been one really my entire adult life.
Nice. Do you have a website?
I do. It is markromanelli.com. And Mark is with a C. It's the Latin spelling as opposed to the Germanic.
Right. And Romanelli, just like you'd imagine.
Romanelli spelled the way you'd think it would.
And that includes both. That's your website for both your photography?
No, it's not. No, thank you for asking. The website that is dedicated to my writing is called littleromanpress.com. Or I call it LRP, but littleromanpress.com. And that, it's very rich with a lot of content about the inspiration for the book, visual and otherwise. And a lot of the process of how I came about writing the book is on that website.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you live out in Lamy.
Yes.
And it is some kind of center of some kind of weirdo convergence? some kind of spiritual convergence,
well,
energy convergence.
This is New Mexico, after all, Richard.
I apologize.
Yes.
You should know better than show up here.
Yeah.
All right, so what is the inspiration? Because it's a very imaginative book, and it's appropriately called The Imagination Wars.
Well, that's a big question, and I'll try to tackle it in stages.
Okay,
I am a late-aged dad. I'm 63. I've got a 5-year-old son and a 12-year-old daughter.
Natural children or adopted?
No, natural children, most definitely.
Right.
Yeah, and I will tell you that necessity dictated that when I was in the car with them for half-hour drives from Lamy into town, I became quite facile with words and imagination, and I to the point where, Richard, I really enjoyed the process, and the kids seemed to really dig it, and I noticed I had an ability with it. So in a sense, writing the book is just a longer form.
Is this... So the ability to tell a story, I would imagine, have something to do either with you choosing photography as a avocation and or the life of taking pictures, another way of storytelling, led you to be a good storyteller when you were forced into it in an automobile with your young children.
Yeah.
Or all of the above,
well,
I guess.
Well, no, all of the above. And I would say, because I was kind of thinking about this on the drive in, that I believe I made sense of the world by looking at it through a frame, and I've traveled widely all over the world. And I think I was able to make sense of the world by containing the world in my own frame design. And in a sense, I've continued that with the writing.
Okay.
And I'm framing the book by concepts. And what I take from photography is the ability to describe things visually, which is interesting. It moved over. It translated to the written word. And if there's one piece of feedback I've gotten back from folks, young and old, is that they'll say, darn, you really describe things well. And I appreciate that.
It is a very visual book.
Yeah, really wonderful.
All right, so we're gonna solve this entire thing here. So the inspiration actually goes back to when you were a child, 5 years old, traveling around with your parents, or sometime when you decided to become a photographer. Why did you decide to become a photographer? Other than, I don't know, did it have, you know, why?
I think I was very visual, and it's almost as though when you're a photographer, you become an opportunistic and inquisitive observer. And I liked being that. And I especially liked being in places I had never been to before. And I mentioned a little bit about this in the Little Roman Press. When you go to the Sahara Desert, when you go to the pinnacles in the Western Australian desert, when you see the windmills in La Mancha, Spain, all these amazing places, they're singular experiences. And on some level, I do believe those experiences seeped into me and allowed me to translate them out in the written word. Being visual.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You said you were going to tackle that in stages. Kind of what the inspiration is. Is the inspiration being a late father in life? Is it, you know, is it the fact that you now have children, and is the book kind of for them now or as they grow up?
All of that. All of the above. Something occurred to me in the writing of this book, and I don't want this to sound overly dramatic. But having said that, comma.
Here it goes. Here it
goes. I was abducted by... No, I'm kidding. No, what happened to me is that in the process of thinking, ruminating about this book, I went to a place where I would not have normally associated myself being able to do, which is a place of meditational, receptive creativity. God, that sounds hard.
No, it's all right. Sounds didactic. Right. Just open yourself up to stuff.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I will give you one real-world example. We have a wonderful German Shepherd dog. I would walk, literally, I would walk the tracks.
What's his name?
Bella,
her.
She was a sweetheart.
Good.
We would walk the tracks, plank by plank.
Is she listening?
She's listening right now.
Bella.
Bella.
Come here,
good
Bella.
Girl. We would walk the tracks going towards Chicago.
Okay.
Okay? And I would think about the book. And that part is very linear, of course. You're literally walking linear tracks. Mm-hmm. But when you walk, wonderful things happen, Richard.
Absolutely.
It's incredibly meditational. And if you sort of focus it with a degree of intent, and I did, because there are times you have a chance to drop into your creative sources.
This all makes sense, so don't worry about
it. Okay, good. This doesn't sound weird. You have a chance to drop into your creative sources, and I really took every opportunity to do that. If I'm in the car, I turn the radio off and I start listening. We do not have a television that works like a television at home. We have a TV that you could put DVDs into, so we have choice over what they see, and part of that has allowed me the freedom, like one of my characters, Noshi, who's very much an individual, and he goes his own way. He does not follow the crowd, and he's not attached to life's static.
Okay. Well, good. So, I mean, you set it up beautifully. I mean, well, good job. Thank very
you.
Well done.
Thank you.
The book is called Imagination Wars. Mark Romanelli is the author. Once again, the website for the book, Mark, is...
LittleRomanPress.com.
All right, we'll get back to Mark and what the book is about. Who are these warriors? He's writing about 45 minutes after 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock, we'll talk with the attorney for New Mexico Law and Poverty, Lauren Winkler, who's a big part of the meeting took place on Friday about what to do about education in New Mexico. PRC Commissioner Valerie Espinosa at 3 and Mark Roosevelt at 4 o'clock. Mark is the president at St. John's College. We'll be right back.
We'll be coming right back to the Richard Eade Show, the voice of Santa Fe, here on KTRC, Santa Fe's news talk leader. This is the Richard Eade Show, the voice of Santa Fe on KTRC, Santa Fe's news talk leader.
Ten minutes until 2 o'clock, our guest is Mark Romanelli, author of The Imagination Warriors. Mark, you have an event coming up. People can come out and meet you, buy a book, and you will maybe sign it for them?
Well, if you and your voice can announce it for me there in person, I'd be very happy.
Yes. Are you going to bring the inspirations for the book? Will they be there?
I would like to do that. It is a Sunday, so they should be available.
Okay, your 12-year-old and your 5-year-old and your wife who is very brave, and maybe maybe your German Shepherd, Bella. Yes. Is she well enough behaved?
She's very well behaved. All right. If you give her a treat. Yeah.
You'll be at Collected Works.
Yes, indeed.
Sunday, October the 14th, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Correct, 4 to 5:30 p.m.
All right.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Very cool. All right, so you wrote a book, you published a book, you self-published?
Self-published.
And if people want to buy it, because it's very nice book, good for the whole family, and maybe read it to their kids if they don't have your imagination, people can buy the book at Collected Works and on your website?
They can't. Well, I have to enable the website with that very special button that says buy the damn book now, which we're still trying to figure out how we can attach shipping, handling, or tax if we need to.
Okay.
But it is available as a pre-order on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and also it's ebook on Barnes & Noble and Amazon as well.
Very nice.
Yep.
Is it going to be an audiobook?
It is an audiobook. Oh, it's not an audiobook yet. No.
Someday maybe?
Yeah. Could you speak the book?
I'd be happy to read it.
Wonderful.
All right. So tell us about the book. Who are the Imagination Warriors?
Oh, goodness. First of all, I must tell you, I know we have limited time, but the book's title came to me as I was biking in the Galisteo Basin. Simple minds require mindless, repetitive things, and I'm biking, and I'm thinking. And in the process, I said, I need to come up with a title for this book, and Imagination Warriors just popped out at me. The Imagination Warriors are Philomena, age 9, who's a very independent and feisty 9-year-old girl with a bit of a chip on her shoulder. Daisy May, a bit of a lackadaisical and spoiled cat that lives in New York City.
We're talking about a feline cat.
We're talking about a feline cat, yeah. Noshi, who is an amazing... He's a bit of a hermit. He's an artist who lives on his own hill, built his own home by himself. So those are my three core imagination warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, without spoiling the nature of the book, tell us a little bit about their story.
Okay. I like to tell folks that this book is almost 5 books rolled into one. It really could have been. I'll try to sum it up. This 9-year-old girl.
Where did she live?
She lives in Lamy, New Mexico.
Fictional place.
Fictional place. And she is witnessing a particular painting in the legal tender that appears to be changing.
Which is a local bar.
And she's noticing these changes, and she actually starts taking pictures and documents the change. Well, she has a dream, and in her dream, she sees herself as half of a puzzle, but the other half is completed by Daisy the cat, who is sort of famous in the family as her grandmother's cat who lives in New York City but has psychic powers. And in the letter, she says, "You must come out and help me solve this mystery. Here's a ticket on the train, Amtrak, come on out." Daisy does go out with some degree of trepidation.
Daisy travels alone?
Daisy travels alone.
Sneaks on the train?
Yes. Now, she's a talking cat.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
That helps.
That's a longer story because not all animals talk in this book. Okay, now back to the story. They go up the hill to meet Noshi, who is
The hermit.
The hermit. He's an artist. He's a jeweler. He is a native man who lives on the top of a hill, and he loves Philomena as a daughter. He's never had a child, and Philomena's dad, played by a man named Marco, who kind of dresses like I do, is away being a paleontologist on a dig, I think, in Montana or North Dakota. Triceratops he's looking for. Okay, so Philomena, Noshi, and Daisy basically get sucked into a painting that Noshi is painting. So now we have a situation where two paintings have begun to animate and morph. And essentially, the paintings are portals. The mystery that they ultimately will solve, though they don't know it at the outset, goes back 500 years to a Renaissance artist named Temperani. He is still alive, and he is still painting paintings. He travels through his paintings. He travels through time and space, and the conduit is the portal of his paintings. I don't want to give too much
than that. I think that's enough.
Yeah.
All right. It's called The Imagination Warriors. The author is Mark Romanelli. Illustrations by Odessa Sawyer. Who is Odessa Sawyer?
Oh, my goodness. I can't say enough about this gal. I ran through two illustrators before I found this woman. And long story short, she consented in a very, very short time frame to do the illustrations, because I was up against the gun. I had about a month, and I said, we have to do 14 illustrations. I'm committing to four color. This is a hard, as a self-publishing guy, this is a hardcover book and four color, sewn, not glued, all that. She did it. She worked hand in glove with me. She works digitally.
Okay.
So she can take photographic elements, and she can turn on a dime. I can call her. I say, can you make that cat look fluffier?
Okay, yeah, there you go. Right.
Can you make that spectral bridge look scarier?
Right.
She could do it.
All right. She did the cover as well?
She did the cover in conjunction with my brother. If you go to the frontispiece, about three pages in, the original cover was my brother's painting done in oil. I commissioned this.
Right.
That's an oil painting. That is basically a culmination of the book, which we're not going to talk about, even though we have a visual of it. And I was informed that that cover would not fly as a children's book cover. I said I needed it to be sort of like a tarot card, which is great.
Well, and yeah.
And it is, but it's not appropriate for 9 to 14.
No, it's extremely religious kind of
Yeah, yeah, it's got that, it's a spiritual element to it. So I'm on the beach in St. Simon's Island, Georgia. I'm getting the call. This cover is not going to fly. And I immediately call Odessa. I said, I got an idea. I did a drawing. I said, I want you to take this painting. I want you to lay it on its side. Make it look like Star Wars Force Perspective. I want my cats and my Noshi and Philomena jumping into it.
Flying through space.
And she did that.
All right. Very cool. So it's available right now, pre-order on Amazon.
On Amazon.
Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble will have it. I think the 30th of September is the actual selling date, but you can pre-order.
Oh,
and we're, you know, we're, you can, you will be able to buy it through Little Roman Press as well.
And Mark will be at Collected Works on Sunday, October the 14th at 4 o'clock, 4 to 5:30. If possible, he'll bring Philomena and Noshi and the kitty cat and everybody in the book as well. Mark, very happy to meet you.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
This is the one and only. This is five books rolled into one. So
yeah.
This is the beginning and the end of your literary career?
No, I've begun book two.
All right. Is it follow this book?
Continuation. Yes, I have some strings left hanging.
Okay. Well, when it's ready, holla.
I will do that.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure meeting you.
Best of luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right, quick time out. We're coming up on 2 o'clock, and we're going to talk with the lawyer, one of the lawyers at New Mexico Center in Law and Poverty. Her name is Lauren Winkler. We'll talk about the Yazzie v. New Mexico, Judge Sarah Singleton's ruling about education and how we're not adequately funding education in New Mexico for at-risk, especially Native American kids, Hispanic kids. New Mexico Center in Law and Poverty were a big part of that lawsuit. And also are going to be a big part of the solution. That's coming up after the news. 159. You're listening to Talk 1260, 103.7 KTRC. We'll be right back.